I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, March 2nd. North Quincy High School was without power for about a half an hour this morning. The power went off at about 8:45, but was back on by 9:15. There was no disruption in classes, and backup generators functioned properly. National Grid was investigating the cause of the outage. Just over 1,300 people cast ballots during early voting in Quincy last week for tomorrow's presidential primary. City Clerk Nicole Crispo says about 800 absentee ballots were cast. The polls will be open tomorrow from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and there will be no change in polling locations. Crispo predicts an overall voter turnout of 45%. The Quincy City Council is reviewing plans for over $5 million in water and sewer improvements across the city. DPW Commissioner Al Grazioso testified recently that the updates are needed in order to keep the systems operating at peak performance. Funding would come from no-interest loans from the MWRA. The Montclair-Wollaston Neighborhood Association says they've already collected over 500 signatures from people opposed to a proposed housing development on Harriet Avenue. A developer is proposing a six-story, 65-unit building and 10 townhomes, but residents say the project would create flooding in the area. Ward 3 Councillor Ian Kane is vowing to prevent the project from happening. Quincy Ward 1 Councillor Dave McCarthy is holding a community meeting tonight to discuss planned National Grid projects and road construction projects in Ward 1 this year. The meeting begins at 5:30 at the Broadmeadows Middle School. Quincy Park and Recreation Board will meet at 6:30 this evening in the boardroom at 1 Marymount Parkway. The North Quincy boys basketball team lost to Whitman Hansen yesterday, 75-47, after making it to the quarterfinals in the MIAA tournament. North Quincy boys hockey lost in double overtime Friday night, 5-4, to Hanover. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, March 2nd.